Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Good morning, guys.
I love you, wild boy.
I'll tell you what.
Life does.
Key, you made a very good argument for SC.
We don't argue.
Well, that was an argument for SC.
Oh.
No, it was the case.
He stated the case.
Well, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, that's way better.
He discussed the case.
Yes,
he agreed with the case.
Paul is my guy, and I understand his roots in the South and the SEC. But anybody in a right damn mind will take LSU over USC is delusional.
Look, it's
I don't give a damn what nobody tell you.
And also, it's no, when people say no disrespect, then they disrespect. You are not saying anything negative about any other location if you up Los Angeles.
I am saying something about Baton Rouge.
Well, you can if you want.
I
want
to go to the ocean. I don't want to go to the lake.
Right. But you're not necessarily. If you want to say something about bad about Baton Rouge, that's on you. But I'm saying by saying L.A. is your preferred locale, the destination, that is not necessarily saying anything bad about any other place. L.A.'s got a lot going for it.
Are the pressures the same?
They're less at SC, I would say.
You think they're less at SC?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Why? Because there's other professional sports teams around.
100%. Because I used to watch.
I think you're thinking about that from the outside looking in.
No, I think
expectations are really high.
I'm the only dude on this panel, as I like to say.
That's why I refer to
that happened to go to the University of Southern California, born and raised.
Did you play football there, though?
When you tell me that there's more pressure in Baton Rouge, Louisiana than at USC to win, I disagree with that. What I would say is USC's expectations are different than LSU's. LSU's expectations are to win national championships every single year. Our expectations is to win national championships every single year, also academically to be at the top. So when we don't do those things, we wind up trying to figure it out rather than moving on quickly. We have patience with coaches. We don't get rid of a guy in 2 years. We stick around. We kind of
try to fight through it.
You know, because we've been there where coaches start off slow, and then all of a sudden, because Pete Carroll started off slow.
Yeah.
Pete started off slow. So did John Robinson. They started off slow, then we won national titles.
There's undoubtedly pressure at SC. I just remember Lane Kiffin could walk through campus and not get bothered. At LSU, that's what they have. So there's a lot of attention. And we could go on about that forever.
But
the Browns, hope Baker Mayfield can avoid surgery.
Uh-oh.
They do not believe Baker's left shoulder injury, it's not his throwing arm, obviously, will end his season or require immediate surgery at this point. Do not believe that, a league source told ESPN's Jake Trotter. Baker, however, is still waiting on a second opinion from his own doctor, who is expected to review his MRI scans later Tuesday, and his playing status for Thursday night's game against Denver has not been determined. And Baker says the decision to play is only up to him. I thought this was interesting. Listen to Baker Mayfield.
You know, if I'm not able to do, you know, it'd be 100%, that's where I'd be at. You know, if I have to make that decision, only I know how my body feels. And if anyone questions whether, you know, I'm hindering the team and going out there injured, that's just not right. So it's my decision. I get to say, you know, whether I'm able to play or not, and that's just how it is.
Yeah, if I'm Baker Mayfield, though, I'm sitting out Thursday night's game. I need to get fully healthy. Although it's not his throwing shoulder, he still has to compromise. He still feels the pain. He still will have mental doubts in his mind if he lands on the shoulder wrong. If all of a sudden somebody picks him up and dives and dips him down and put all that full weight on him when he's sacked or running or whatever the case may be, now you run the risk of not being there for your team in the end, opposed to trying to play healthy and not be a superhero. So if I'm Baker, I'm sitting tight. I mean, it's too much to just go out there and risk it. You got too much on the line.
This is where it gets so fascinating, because when a player is dealt a hand where they're dealing with an injury, you have to think one of the major factors that Baker is weighing right now is like, okay, well, in 2017, Case Keenum stepped in for Sam Bradford, right? Took the Vikings all the way to the NFC Championship game. There are questions around the chemistry of you and Baker Mayfield, you missing, you and OBJ, you missing a lot of throws, maybe you not being the guy. This is one of those moments that if he takes time away, Case Keenum comes in and starts delivering in the contract extension year.
There's another way to look at that, though, Jay.
I don't think they would deal with Case Keenum.
I'm not saying they would deal with Case Keenum.
Here's the other way to look at it.
If Case Keenum starts playing at a high clip, you start seeing things that he could potentially do. It just it poses a troubling argument for Baker.
I'm going to flip that around, okay?
It's true.
It does.
You're missing both offensive tackles, both running backs, and both of your wideouts are banged up, right? And you're playing on a short week. It ain't going to go great for the Browns, I don't think.
What if Baker's, it does, Max?
Okay.
What if it does?
That's okay. Let's say it does. Does Baker actually get to make that call? In other words, he's right. It's his body. He can tell them I'm hurting or not hurting. But if the team doesn't like what they're seeing, they could always sit him down.
Yeah, but it's too late. You're not you're like in practice, it's not the same as a game. He may be fighting through the soreness or the stiffness in practice. Remember, he's going to practice. He's going to get treatment. He's going to go to practice in the morning. He's going to get treatment. He's going to practice. He's going to get treatment. He's going to keep getting treatment. And it may not be the pain that he feels in practice because he's in on a short week, you're not doing much anyway. It's a lot of classroom work. But when you get in that game and then all of a sudden Von Miller coming around at edge and get a hold of your ass.
Who's looking to kill someone, apparently.
Who's looking to kill somebody. Now you're in trouble. Now all of a sudden there's a major setback. You're not available to the team when the team gets fully healthy.
I'm with it.
And you're still in the mix. Don't be a hero when it's unnecessary.
100%.
That's the problem with a lot of guys is they don't know how to get out of their own way trying to be a hero to prove something to people.
And this is what I would also say about what I hate about football and basketball sometimes is when there's an injury, I don't know why they have to be so specific with what the actual injury is. Like in NHL, they say lower extremity. Like they don't really tell you what it is. I'm telling you, I've known this for a case of basketball. When you know somebody's shoulder's hurt, you're going to get hit in that shoulder a lot.
That's why when Baker says it's his decision, in boxing, a corner man is at, it's not the ref who's going to stop the fight. That's your first line of defense. It's your own corner who has to know, all right, live to fight another day, right? The team sometimes needs to act as the player's corner man because they have too much heart for their own good or too much self-interest, whatever it is that makes them want to play. So, Key, I'm with you 100% on Baker not playing on Thursday for the reasons you specified. But then the team, even if Baker wants to go, then the team has to protect him and say, no, you're not going to play. But the way Baker makes it sound is that, no, I'm going to make that call.
Yeah, they probably are leaving it up to him to make the call because the doctors – whatever injury it is, right, it's his shoulder, it slips out. Well, it's in right now. And they're going to do all the tests. They're going to do all that. He's getting ultrasound. I'm sure he's getting massages. He's getting heat. He's getting ice. He's getting ultrasound. He's getting everything stemmed. He's getting everything to heal it as fast as possible. Now it becomes a tolerant of pain. And Baker could very simply sit there and go, yeah, I'm fine.
If you are the team, you're running the team, do you leave it up to him or do you say, no, you're sitting this one out?
Well, I'm going to watch him in practice the course of the week leading up to the game, and I'm going to see the throws that he's making. I'm going to put him through a bunch of tests to see what's wrong. The test that I'm putting him through will be so grueling that I'll know if it's going to pop out again. I think I'm a doctor.
Just stay Keyshawn, at a Holiday Inn Express. Jay, Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance, coming to you live from the Seaport District.
Jeez.
A little frog in my throat.
It's only an hour into the show.
Happens to me every morning. I'm up since 3:30 in the morning talking nonstop.
You need to drink more water. We're all up since 3:30 in the morning.
I was just about to tell you.
You're not the only one up at 3:30.
I'm drinking
you
water
You barely
nonstop.
Drink any of the water.
I already had two, you know, what are they called? Pints,
two
right?
Big waters?
Two big waters.
Yeah. Two 16 ounces. You were trying to say,
hey, Max,
I'm going to the bathroom every other
break. You went to what school?
Warm water. Tea. Warm water.
A lot of well spent money.
All right.
Coat the throat.
All right. Yeah, I didn't major in math. All right. How easy of a decision was it for Doc Rivers to just send Ben Simmons home? That's next. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance is proud to support veterans with its annual Keys to Progress vehicle giveaway program, now celebrating 9 years of donating vehicles, helping veterans in need. Learn more at keystoprogress.com. All right, so Ben Simmons was suspended, and we've got to get reaction from Philly. First, let's hear from the Philadelphia 76ers center. You may have heard of him, Joel Embiid.
At this point, I don't care about that man, honestly. He does whatever he wants. You know, that's not my job. You know, that's those guys' jobs. You know, I'm only focused on trying to make the team better, win some games, you know, play hard every night, try to lead, you know, the guys that we have here. And I'm sure they feel the same way because, you know, our chemistry has been excellent. Despite, you know, everything that's been happening in the last few months. So, yeah, like I said, I don't really care. Our job is not to babysit somebody. You know, we here, we get paid to produce on the court, go out, play hard, win some games. That's all we get paid for. We don't get paid to come out here and, you know, try to babysit somebody.
I mean, the Philadelphia fans kind of been babysitting him. I think they've taken it easy on him in his career, to tell you the truth. Anthony Gargano from 97.5, The Fanatic, joins us right now here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning, Anthony.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Anthony?
You correctly said it. The fans have taken it easy. They've coddled Ben.
Yep. So let's start with this. We can imagine what the fan reaction is going to be. What's your reaction to the Ben Simmons situation?
I mean, guys, I love this kid coming out of LSU. Yeah, I like everybody else, looking at the skill sets. I'm stunned that this is where we're at this deep into his career, and I just don't understand what his beef is. What's his problem? Why does he want to leave? He signed a contract that has 4 years left in it. Like, you would have known if you didn't want to be here, you wouldn't have signed the deal. And it goes back to, I just think there's something, he's got issues, and he tries to hide behind certain, you know, lies that he makes up in his head, because none of it holds water. He was the reason why they lost that series against Atlanta.
AG, stop. Stop.
He's not. Here we go.
Yeah, AG.
You guys had a dub.
Here we go. False narrative.
Well, Anthony, I'm not sitting up here on national TV and radio trying to say that he wasn't one of the main reasons why, but it's not like you guys didn't have a double-digit lead, close to a 20-point lead that was blown multiple times in that series. I just don't understand how – I get
you're
the vitriol,
right.
But I don't understand
right,
how he becomes like the main villain.
You know better than anybody, the offense. Yeah, but you know better than anybody. He couldn't run an offense with Ben. Ben hid.
But
if you watch
but Anthony,
game,
he's not a point guard.
He's hid in plain sight.
He's a point forward. He's not a point guard. The ball shouldn't be in this man's hands. Doc Rivers came out from the beginning of the year. He's like, he's our point guard. I'm like, why are you doing the same thing that Brett Brown did, Doc? It's the same mistake I'm
all
watching
right, well,
over and
he's
over.
He's not a point guard. If the ball doesn't belong in his hands, where is he? Because he can't stretch the floor. because he won't shoot.
He's a point forward. When he gets rebounds, push the ball in transition, set screens, dunker spot, roll to the rim, allow Joel Embiid to flare out, shoot threes. That's the position he should be in.
You're still playing 4-on-5 in a half-court set because you know in the playoffs it becomes a half-court game and he's useless in a half-court game.
I agree. That's why it doesn't work. That's why it doesn't work with Joel Embiid.
Well,
that's why he needs to be on a different team.
How about if my man just went to the rim? Like, how about if my man just attacked the rim?
I agree with you on that. Once again, Anthony, I'm not making excuses for his lack of aggressiveness. Yeah.
Doc Rivers playing an all-bench unit. Doc Rivers playing an all-bench unit didn't help things in that series either. But
wait, Anthony, let me ask you this question.
You guys are right.
Let me ask you this.
Of course we're right, AG.
You, knowing the history, and you pay close attention. I know I give people nicknames for no reason. That's my fault, Anthony. Knowing his history, how he is mentally, right? Do you think he'll miss that first game against New Orleans? Your first game at home against the Brooklyn Nets. Do you think that Ben Simmons will shrink, or do you think he will step up and handle that challenge that first game back?
Listen, guys, I would bet my pinky toe that he doesn't play. He doesn't even show up to the arena Friday night.
100.
What will happen is he'll get kicked out of practice tomorrow when they come back, and he'll be suspended for Friday night. Mm. There's no way I could fathom him walking into that arena. He has done tested the fans' patience enough. They love that kid. You know, they tried to will him, and they're done. I mean, you could well imagine what this fan base has been through since the whole process started, from Colangelo's wife and the Twitter eggs to Markel Fultz, who didn't want to shoot. I mean, this thing has been one craziness after another.
Hey, Anthony, let's play a game here. Let's play devil's advocate. What if he does show up and fall in the line and he plays in that game? What will be the fan base's reaction at that point in time?
Well, they will, obviously they'll boo him vociferously for every time he touches the ball. But if he integrated, let me tell you, we're a forgiving society, right? If he integrated himself, all he had to do, guys, is go, give me a big mea culpa. Yo, man, I'm really sorry. I don't got it in me. I just want to be a Sixer. I just want to play. I just want to do the right thing. That's it.
No, let me
and
ask you this.
He's gold.
Do you think, though, the Philadelphia, and I've played in Phily against the Eagles or whatnot, and I know how disrespectful they can be to the opponent. Do you think?
Oh, here we go.
You booed Santa Claus. Come on, man. Do you think?
it's fake news.
Yeah. Do you think, fake news, yeah. Do you think at all, though, that they played a part in how he feels a year ago? Now, you getting ready to sit here and tell me, look,
absolutely
I watch as much
not.
Sports.
Stop.
I watch as much sports as you do times 700. Are you telling me?
Because I live here, because
come
you
on,
got
man.
No idea what goes on here.
Yes, I do.
You
I can
here
see
as
it.
The enemy.
But I can
you
still
got,
no, see
can't
it.
See nothing.
Oh, see, come on,
man.
I got people.
Nonsense.
Hold on. I got people like Tim Legler, who lives in the area. I got people like Stephen A. who's worked
Listen,
in the area.
A friend of mine. He knows.
Okay? The fans in Philadelphia are so disrespectful that
negative.
Are you telling
negative.
Me?
Negative. You weren't not. There when they tried to. You weren't there when they tried to buttress him, to give him confidence.
But that's not what I asked you. I asked you simple. Do you think you and your fan base played any role in his feelings?
Absolutely not.
Oh, God, I got to get this off the air.
No.
I got to get you. I don't think,
you know, I got to be honest, Key. I thought that the Philly fan base basically took it easy with Ben Simmons. Now, of course, if you don't shoot, if you're one of the culprits for why you lose a series,
exactly.
Of course they're going to get on you.
Now, do you think based on that?
Oh, my
that
God.
They,
really?
Do you think
Dude,
based on
pandemic.
That? Oh, God, stop. I'm just talking about newspapers.
Do you the last year?
And you don't think that there's social media out there? You don't think that there's newspapers? You don't think that
social
there's
media
news?
Is a sewer everywhere?
But guys are sensitive. He plays in Philly, Jay.
Everywhere. I'll never argue that social media isn't a sewer. It isn't the fourth ring of hell. However, it's everywhere. It's not a Philadelphia thing. And this is a false narrative.
We're only, talking about Anthony because he plays in Philly.
I love you, brother. I can't let you come out and with this fake nonsense. It's not true.
All right, so Anthony, with all that being said,
they booed Santa Claus.
Here's my thought, and I want to get your opinion on this. At this juncture, I can't allow Ben Simmons to continue to be this disruptive towards my team. I pay him to have a leave of absence, and I make a move. Either I go back to Portland, I say, let's revisit this, or I wait until December, but I can't have him around my players if this is going to be the kind of energy that's going to be around our team.
Yeah, Jay, well, I feel you. I talked to somebody yesterday, and they said that this could go into February. Like, this could go into the trade deadline. I know Daryl Morey well, and he's not going to give away the asset. He'll deal with it. He's not giving him away, and he's not going to pay him to go home. Plus, the commissioner doesn't want to set that precedence.
But if you don't pay him to go home, it becomes a complete distraction, and it just does. You cannot have
every
a guy around every single day that you got to kick him out of practice or you put him in street clothes sitting on the bench. The fans are booing him, looking at him cross-eyed when he walks into the stadium. Like, you cannot do that.
But what you guys are saying are not mutually exclusive. You can send him home and still not trade him right away.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, you could do that. Yeah.
By the way, I agree.
Except here's the thing. Yeah. They don't want to lose, right, guys? Like, listen, you guys are making a great point, and it becomes a circus, and every night it's what's next. Like, what's going to happen Friday night, right, the whole thing. But I don't think that they want to set this precedence, and I think the NBA steps in before anything. It says either you're going to act right and get paid, or you're going to go to L.A., sit at home, and not get paid. And I think that's the resolution.
Anthony Gargano on the Goodyear Hotline. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Thank you, Anthony. And by the way, for the record, I agree thank you. I agree with both of you, Key. Philadelphia fans have a well-earned reputation for being ruthless.
They boo Santa Claus.
And Anthony's right. Not just about Ben Simmons, how they took it easy. They took it easy on Markelle Fultz, too, really, when you think about number one draft pick and all he went through. The Philly fans have wanted their Sixers to succeed. They've tried to get behind them. I mean, this is beyond the pale what's going on with Ben Simmons. And that was Anthony Gargano. Jay Will's looking at me. He has opinions. We're going to be all over this in the coming days and weeks. Brought to you by Goodyear, making the plays that move you forward. Goodyear, more driven. So how many games does Simmons actually play this year? That's next. All right. Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. Presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join on the Goodyear Hotline. You heard the man. It's time for Fill in the Blank. We bring in our producer, Evan. Evan, take
producer
it away.
Producer extraordinaire.
Take us away, Evan.
All right, staying on the Ben Simmons topic. Jay, Ben Simmons will play blank games for the Sixers.
Wow.
Really?
Great question.
Zero.
Yeah, zero.
Zero. I think this is ultimately going to go to the hands of Adam Silver. I think they're going to try to force Ben Simmons to play. But I give Key credit for this from day one when we were talking about situations in the NFL. He's like, look, man, when certain dudes don't want to be there, if they're adamant about it, there's nothing you can do. I know fans hate to hear that, but Ben Simmons does not want to be with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Take it. Oh, this is the wrong game.
Jeez. Wrong game.
Take it.
Zero. He's going to play zero games. I don't even need to expand on what Jay says. We can move it along, Evan.
Yeah, zero.
All right. Fair enough. Blank will win the AFC West. Key?
Ooh.
Kansas City Chiefs will win the AFC West. And the Raiders will get a wild card berth and maybe the Chargers.
Wow. Kansas City Chiefs win the AFC West.
I'll go to Chargers to win the AFC West. I'll believe in Justin Herbert. I obviously, I think Kansas City's going to make a run, but I'm going to go with Justin Herbert.
Yeah, it's legit.
Yeah.
Herbert's legit.
Key, can I ask you anything?
Yeah, go right in.
All right, great, because Ask Key Anything is brought to you by Goldman Sachs. Open a high-yield online savings account from Marcus Goldman Sachs Bank USA. Member FDIC, Key Derrick Henry will receive blank MVP votes. The last non-QB to receive MVP votes was Todd Gurley in 2017 when he got 8 of a possible 50. So Derrick Henry will receive blank MVP votes, Key.
Mm. 9.
This is an arbitrary number?
Yeah.
Nine. Okay.
I would say something less than the 8. So yeah. He's going to receive some votes, but let me say like 4.
I would say like 4 or 5.
Yeah, something like
the
that.
The problem is he's due to receive double-digit votes, but he won't get the double-digit because he's he's on schedule to rush for 2,200+ yards.
He's the first.
And so if he does that and now he becomes his back-to-back type deal, it just you got to reward him with something.
How much does team success factor into
– But the team is going to be successful.
Yeah,
they're going to probably win that division. That's success in itself.
Yeah, but if Lamar Jackson keeps playing the way
– No, the division.
Yeah,
not
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, the division.
There are a lot of quarterbacks who are going to get a lot
That's
of consideration. I feel like Derrick Henry's going to get at least a vote, maybe a couple, maybe a handful,
he'll
something
get
like
more
that.
Because they'll reward him for the past.
He deserves it. Like, he's just –
You only gave 4 more votes than we gave. It's not like that's a lot more.
What is more?
4.
Well, no. In other words,
it's
like
doubling
if
yours.
The last time anyone got votes who wasn't a quarterback, that was 8. Do you think it's going to be a little more than that or a little less than that? I'll take the under. You'll take the over.
Like
basically, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Do you guys know Jared Goff is 0-13 with every head coach not named Sean McVay?
I know that now because you just told me.
So the Lions, with Jared Goff, the Lions will win blank games this season. Jay?
Yes. Blank games.
Blank games.
I'll say Lions,
they've been close a couple of times. I'll say the Lions will win 3 games this season.
Here you go, Evan. Did you know that the Lions could be the first team in NFL history to be 0-17?
Yeah, no. That's right. That's something to hang your hat on.
Stop.
They were also the first team in NFL history to be 0-16.
Were they the first? Yeah, because Cleveland was after. Yeah.
And the Bengals are not a game where you look on the schedule anymore. You're like, yeah, the Lions could take that. Like, the Bengals are tougher now.
See, 2 to 3 games.
Damn. I'm looking at the schedule.
Yeah. 2 to 3 games.
At least Eagles is a winnable game.
Eagles, Falcons, at Broncos. Vikings,
and then
maybe.
there's one trap game for some other team in there, maybe.
Nah, because when you start to get you okay. So here's what I would say: if you don't win in the middle of the year, you get that one. If you can't get that one by the middle of the year,
yeah,
it's a wrap.
It's a wrap.
Because I'm right now. I'm talking to Jay. Where we going in the offseason? What we gonna do, dog? Are we going to the Bahamas?
I don't believe in the quarterback.
Tell my wife, hey, let's get the U-Haul. Call them. Let's see what they say. How much it's gonna cost to bring our stuff back home? If you don't get the one win, remember, I was 1-15. If you can't get that one win by the midseason point, you ain't getting it.
When'd y'all get it?
Midseason.
It could happen. It's more interesting if they go 0-17 than if they win 2 games.
You check out.
Well, they're going to lose to the Rams, and then the next game after that is against the Eagles at home.
That's a winnable game.
That's a winnable game.
You get the November. In December?
Oh.
You start talking about, it's time to get out of Detroit. I got to go back to Florida. It's not going to happen.
By the way, the Jets got it week 9, October 27th in Arizona,
yes.
Right before their bye week.
Yes, and we celebrated like we won the damn Super Bowl.
That was the Jets Super Bowl back then.
You had beaten Dave Brown and the Cardinals.
In nice front job. Of like 18,000 people.
Dave Brown. I lived through the Dave Brown era as a Giants fan.
Sun Devil State, they had bags on their face, Jay. I was like, I ain't never seen this before. I'm looking around. I'm like, where are the fans?
All right. Dan Orlovsky said yesterday on NFL Live that the Colts and Patriots are dark horses in the AFC. So the biggest dark horse to make the playoffs will be blank.
Real
next.
Dark horse.
Dark horse in AFC.
Dark Denver Broncos.
No. I'll go Tennessee.
They're not a dark horse.
They're not a dark horse.
I don't like.
I mean, they lost to the Jets.
I'll count it. I'll count Tennessee as a dark horse.
They lost to the Jets. They got beat up by the Jets.
I'll count
it. And they bounce back.
Fine.
And they just pop your Buffalo Bills.
Jay, I'll count it. Max,
thank you, Evan.
What do you got?
Popped.
Do the Bengals count?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, the Bengals count.
It's a team nobody's talking about right now
as
a
playoffs,
contender.
I'll take the Bengals. Joe Burrow, there's something about him.
Bengals is good.
Yeah.
Nobody's taking the Colts?
No, but
I thought all you guys in the pre-show, everybody was a fan of the Colts. Oh, yeah, the Colts can do it.
I will give credit where it's due. Carson Wentz has been playing last three games.
Been
playing
he's been better.
Well. He's been playing well. Like he's an NFL quarterback again.
I just took Denver just because, you know, who knows, right? I mean, in the end, they started off hot. They kind of got cold. They got the Cleveland Browns, a hampered team that's all banged up, and they could start this winning streak starting with Cleveland.
Okay. You can weigh in on this. It's our question on the Dr. Pepper call-in line and Twitter feed, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Who's your dark horse contender in the NFL?
Man.
Last one. Blank is the best division in football. Blank is the best division in football.
Come on.
I thought it was the NFC West, but is it the AFC West?
Or?
It's not the North anymore. Is it Cleveland went south?
It's AFC.
Cleveland went south.
It's AFC West.
I think it's the NFC West still, but I will say this about the AFC North.
But see, it could have
Cincinnati
it
changes the equation.
But see, is it still the NFC West? Because both starting quarterbacks in Cleveland, in Seattle, and San Francisco are not there right now.
Oh, you mean for the moment or you mean for the season?
I don't know. Ask the guy who asked the question.
So for the moment or the season, Evan?
Let me go back to the question.
Well, because
blank is the best division in football. I'd say right now.
Because you're looking at the NFC West as top heavy, right?
I'd say
that they
AFC
can carry
West
the bottom team.
Yeah, if you're saying right now, yeah. I'd say AFC West.
Because there's
West.
No yeah. Jimmy Garoppolo. There's no Russell Wilson. And you only got the Rams and the Cardinals.
All I'll say is the North. The reason we kind of discount the North off the top is Steelers are going to fall off and the Bengals aren't anything. The Bengals are something and the Steelers are 500. So now you look at that division. Yeah, Cleveland's struggling right now. When they get healthy, they'll be fine.
But is Pittsburgh really 500?
And I love that.
I mean, I know the record says that.
Tomlin will make sure of it.
And I love that line. When they get healthy, they'll be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. AFC West. I'm with you. At this moment, it's AFC West.
And the Cincinnati really going to be strong down the stretch? Or are they going to find a way to screw it up?
I just feel like Joe Burrow's changed it, man. And they gave him Ja'Marr Chase. Is Baker, I'm going to say this out loud.
Uh-oh.
Evan came up with a line, and Evan, I'm going to use it. Is Baker overcooked in Cleveland?
Oh, jeez.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
We are joined by Jeremy Fowler, ESPN senior NFL reporter. What's going on, Jeremy? Good morning.
Thanks. Great to see you, man. Thanks for having me.
Likewise, in the flesh. Usually I'm talking to Jeremy over a two-way on a screen. All right. Giving you the straight talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Hot news or not news time.
Oh, I like this game. Right.
Baker Mayfield is preparing to play on Thursday following shoulder surgery. Hot news or not news?
This is magma hot news. This is a big deal because this is a serious injury.
Like, yeah.
He's going to need surgery, most likely. It depends on now or after the season. But he's going to be playing through some pain. It's affecting his mechanics, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm told that this is probably going to be a game-time decision. I know he hopes to play. He's trying to get this out, but they're going to kind of see how he feels over the next 36 hours. Crucial time for the Browns that have Super Bowl aspirations, can't fall to 3-4, but they got both tackles are out, both running backs are out, like
receivers.
Defense is beat up. I mean, it's a bit of a mess. So he's trying to gut it out for his team in what is kind of a de facto contract year for him. I mean, this is a hot story.
No, it's certainly a hot story that you got to follow because when you think about where they're at with everything. Baker Mayfield is the key to this ingredient that they're trying to get to the Super Bowl. If he's not playing at a high level and that shoulder is bothering him, like Jeremy says, and it's affecting his mechanics on top of the tackles, the running backs, a sore OBJ, they're in for a long one. They are in for a long one. And Von Miller coming around the edge, ouch.
All I'm saying, hot news, just don't let Case Keenum play well.
I would say this.
Just don't let that happen. Let that chatter begin.
It's hot news. You bring up Case Keenum. It's a great point. When you look at the Browns, you're like, that's a team that's built to withstand some injuries, right? Yeah. They got two great backs. They got two real good receivers. They got two pretty good quarterbacks. Like, Case Keenum's a good backup. And you look at them, you go, damn, everyone's hurt. I wouldn't play Baker on Thursday. Keith said it before. I'm with him. Hot news. Yeah. Cowboys safety, DeMonte Kazee, arrested after DUI charge. Hot news or not news, Jeremy Fowler?
I'm going to say not news. It's important. He's a starter for them, but they're pretty deep on that side of the ball, especially at safety. They signed a lot of players that can play. It's never a good look, you know. So, but you know, we've seen this before where players get in trouble. Maybe there's a suspension involved, but he should be back in the lineup eventually, and we'll see how it goes.
See, it's hot because it's news, and anytime you have news on a team that's trying to go to the Super Bowl. Yeah. And now you have this distraction. It's like, this is what people like Stephen A's been waiting for. So they can watch the bottom fall out of it and say, see, even when they got an opportunity to be America's team and great, this is what happens. And then you say, Jeremy, that, yeah, he's a starter. Yeah, but that affects starters. Yeah. You know, and so if you have to pull him out and suspend him, now you got to put a guy in that's not a starter, which ultimately – I'm going to target when I look out there and see him that is not a full-time starter. I'm like, oh, that's number 33. Oh, go get him.
Hmm. I don't think this is not news, in my opinion. I've been on a championship team. I've been around a lot of guys that won championship teams. I won championships. Every season that these guys win things, you face a little bit of turbulence, right? Things naturally happen. Now, it's our job to make it bigger than what it is, but in the big scheme of things, they can get by.
Yeah, you don't want to have these sort of things come up, though, because it affects your thought process and your thinking. Now, all of a sudden, Coach Mike McCarthy has to tighten things up when he said during the bye week, hey, guys, stay out of trouble. And then what happens? That's like the kiss of death. First thing Coach says is, don't be out too late. Then a guy gets in trouble.
But that's
trouble.
What championship coaches do, right? They adjust on the fly. They revamp. They make things work.
It's hot news. It's the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
It's what Keith said before. Yeah. And by the way, it's a guy who they got, as I recall, on kind of a deal, right? Because he had a little injury history, but a talented guy in the secondary. Hot news or not news, Jimmy G returning to practice, Jeremy Fowler.
I give it hot news because this is a team that I've talked to a lot of execs around the league who think that San Fran, if you're looking at just pure talent of the roster, like they should be contending. And here they are at 2-3. Indy's coming in. They're pretty hot right now, or at least playing well the last few weeks. Like, serious danger of falling 2-4. And, you know, Trey Lance, for as talented as he is, we've seen there's some growing pains here. He probably needs a little more time. Let him play that complimentary role to Jimmy Garoppolo, who's won a ton of games there, regardless of how you feel about him. He's a polarizing figure, but they kind of need him right now.
Just like Jeremy says, hot news, Jimmy G, when he starts, they win. That's just about
period.
Line. Period. There's nothing
period.
Else to talk about. And they are supposed to be one of those teams that we talked about in the NFC West, battling with the Cardinals, the Rams, as well as Seattle. So getting him back in the lineup with a hot team like Indy who's playing well, coming to town, you need him.
Stabilizer, hot news. I think it's the right move for them. Just somebody that can say, hey, look, let me stabilize, let me calm down. I just don't need him to get injured anymore.
By the way, I said
that's
period. It's actually
I know, Jeremy, that's the problem.
I said period. It's actually hot news. What Key said, you know, when he plays, they win. Comma, and when he doesn't play, they lose. That's the thing. It's not like they win 75% of their games and like 50% of their games when he doesn't play. They lose 75% of their games when
he doesn't play.
He's a good quarterback.
Is there supposed to be a comma there? Yeah. Is it just a sentence?
No, it's and. You can do a serial comma anytime there's an and, right?
Yeah, sure. Pause for dramatic
effect. The Oxford comma, okay. if you will. Yes.
I was looking for clarification.
Okay. Jeremy Fowler,
education
hot news
here. We're gonna,
or not
we can get
news.
Deep into grammar if you want. We can clarify that.
Ravens offensive tackle Ronnie Staley is having season-ending ankle surgery. He's missed 5 of the 6 games this season already. Hot news or not news?
It was hot news about 5 weeks ago because this has sort of been building ankle injury has been just lingering. He had, you know, it was out all last year, and there were whispers that he was going to be out all this year. This just confirms it with the surgery. They've had Al Villanueva there, who's played a lot of football at left tackle. They'd signed him to play right tackle, but he wasn't that great there, but now he's playing left. He's doing okay, protecting Lamar Jackson. So I think it's status quo for a team that keeps rolling 5-1, missing guys that played thousands of snaps last year.
Not news to me. Long as that dude, number 8, is in the pocket.
Word.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm not even worried about it. Much like Jeremy said, we've played with different people at the left tackle spot for us before.
Yeah.
Not a big deal.
How many people is that now out for the Ravens?
It's everyone. Lamar Jackson's all
it's
by himself.
Stupid
it's
number.
Yeah, it's at least 5 or 6 like key guys out for the year.
Wow. By the way, you always just assume you're talking about Villanueva. If you can play on the left side, you can play on the right side, because but it doesn't work that way necessarily. And guys are used to playing at a certain spot.
Your hands, your feet, just it's totally different.
Lamar Jackson, what Key said. It would be hot news for another team when Lamar Jackson apparently can just do everything by himself.
Magic.
It's unbelievable. All right. Jeremy Fowler, thank you very much.
Great for a running back.
It's great to see you in person.
Sure. Good to see you in person,
brother. Thanks for having me.
That's Jeremy Fowler, ladies and gentlemen. And this is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. The champs are back in action. But are they on their way back to the finals? That's next on ESPN Radio and heading to ESPN News.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.